Well, hey everybody, welcome to the Velvet Lounge. Grab your cocktail and your cigar, or both, and join me in the comfy, cozy lounge to talk about relationships, sex, love, breakups, makeups, and anything and everything in between. All discussions in the lounge are open, honest, and authentic. Can't wait to hear from you. Let's get on with it, shall we? Cord. So today's episode is kind of exciting. It's called To Manipulate or To Be Manipulated. And really, essentially, what it is how to really understand if someone you're dating is a narcissist or has narcissistic tendencies, and potentially how to deal with that. So I'm looking at this website called Healthline.com. And I'll just tell you a few of the official criteria for it's this narcissistic personality disorder. So grandiose sense of self importance. So they think they're more important than other people. Preoccupation with fantasies of unlimited success, power, brilliance, beauty, or ideal love. Pretty self-explanatory. Belief they're special and unique and can only be understood by or should associate with other special or high status people. Need for excessive admiration. So true. Sense of entitlement. Interpersonally exploitative behavior. Yep. Lack of empathy. Envy of others or belief that others are envious of them, and demonstration of arrogant and naughty behaviors or attitudes. So it's really interesting when you're dating someone or you're married to someone or you have a relationship. How do you maneuver that type of personality? Because it's tough. Narcissism is tough. When someone is wondering if they're dating a racist, they generally aren't thinking, do they have narcissistic personality disorder? They're wondering if how they're being treated is healthy and sustainable in the long run. That's the point that I would really emphasize is, can it be sustainable in the long run? So don't diagnose somebody because you can't, but rather get insight about how to be healthy and in a relationship like that. Some of their characteristics are they're charming AF, like to the nth degree. So it either like started out as a fairy tale, or they texted you constantly. They throw out the love bomb, so to speak. They want to move in. They tell you how like smart and beautiful you are, shit like that, right? So this psychologist, Wheeler, her advice is, if someone came on too strong at the beginning, be wary. Sure, we all love to feel lusted for, but real love has to be nurtured and grown. So true. So true. Maybe some of the audience members have never fallen in love. I don't know. But it just doesn't come like right away. That's lust. Another behavioral characteristic is they hog the conversation talking about how great they are. So interesting. If you compliment them, they feed off of that. It makes them feel powerful. They lack empathy, so they don't feel bad for anyone. And they don't take on emotion that belongs to anybody else. And they don't have many long-term friends. So dig deeper into their connections and you may notice that they only have casual acquaintances, buddies they trash talk, and nemesis. So as a result, they might lash out when you want to hang out with yours. They might claim that you don't spend enough time with them, make you feel guilty, or spending time with your friends, or berate you for the types of friends you have. So it can, like, you know, go sideways. So questions to ask yourself to understand, is this who I'm dating, and you know, is it toxic or can it be managed? You know, questions are how does your partner treat someone they don't want anything from? That's a really good question. Does your partner have any long-term friends? And do they have or talk about wanting a nemesis? So, red flag, right? They pick on you constantly. So, a warning sign is if you knock down with insults when you do something, you know, worth celebrating, look, run. Get away. They want to know that you're not better than them. They gaslight you, so you no longer feel like the person you used to be. You feel more anxious and less confident. You often wonder if you're being too sensitive. You feel like everything you do is wrong. You always think it's your fault when things go wrong. You're apologizing often. You have a sense that something's wrong, but aren't able to identify what it is. And you often question whether your response to your partner is appropriate. And you make excuses for your partner's behavior. So they do this because they want to cause others to doubt themselves as a way to gain superiority. So if, like, they want to be worshipped, right? So they'll manipulate the situation. They dance around defining the relationship, so they're non-committal. They never apologize, so they think they're always right. They don't hear you or understand you. They panic when you try to break up with them. And when you show them you're really done, they lash out, so it can be scary. I'll tell you about my experience later on in the show. So you figure out, you read all this, you figure out, guess what? I am dating a narcissist. Now what? Now what do I do? So let's get back to that after this message. So what happens where now you've recognized you're dating a narcissist? It's a toxic situation and you need to get out. So here's a couple of things you can do to prepare for a breakup with the narcissist. So you have to constantly remind yourself that you deserve better. Just, you know, keep kind of putting that narrative in your head. Strengthen relationships with your empathetic friends. So, you know, people with good energy. Build a support network with friends and family who can help remind you what is reality. urge your partner to go to therapy or get a therapist yourself. So it's kind of controversial because it brings up the whole mental illness thing with this narcissistic personality disorder. And, you know, is that genetic? Is it a hereditary mental illness? Is it just someone being plain cruel? Those are all really good questions. So, you know, send me a direct message on Instagram at tkrocks25. Or you can actually, on anchor.fm, you can send a voice message. And, you know, let me know. I have dated many narcissists, and everything I've read today on the interwebs really resonates with experiences in my life. You really question yourself and your value, because like the title of the episode is, you know, manipulate or be manipulated. It's a horrible feeling. It's gross, really, to be manipulated. And there's tons of people that do it every day. The world right now is on fire. Like, it's pissed off. So people are not behaving well. Anyhow, I wish all of you out there dating a narcissist to just, you know, inform yourself and decide what your options are. But, you know, I wish you well. So come back for the next episode and chill in the lounge. Well, as always, another riveting topic, and we had some pretty good opinions and discussions, which is exactly what we want here in the Velvet Lounge. If you care to look me up on social media, I can be contacted at tkrocks25 on Instagram, at tkrocks on Twitter, and Tanya Christina on Facebook. Also, you can send me a voicemail on anchor.fm. Can't wait to hear from you. Ciao.